Okay, so Revi of Lachacha, we have the Pasuk, V'yechalek alehem laila hu v'avada v'yakem v'yodifem archova asher mismol adamasek. This is in the context of Avram rescuing Lot and performing the mitzvah Rabbah, to borrow from the Rambam's terminology of Pidyon Shvuyim. And the fascinating thing here, and Rashi cites this, and the Ramban does as well, that, you know, obviously in the ancient world it's very difficult to fight, you know, without being able to see. They didn't have, you know, special night vision, infrared vision goggles, but it was part of the conviction of Avram Avinu and the deep intensity with which he approached this mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, Vayishma Avram Kinishba Achi, Vayarakes Chanicha Vilidei Veso, Shmona Asar Shlosh Meos, you know, the rizos here is particularly noteworthy. And that is the approach, as I say, of Rashi and Ramban. But there's a Medrash Agada that I think is, you know, Omer Darsheni, and it really requires us to think through it in a very, you know, profound way. Medrash Agada Shenachla Kalailo V'chatzio Risho Nasalo Nes V'chatzio Hasheni Nishmar Uvalo Lachatzos Laila Shal Mitzrayim. Right? So, you know, V'yechalek Alehem Laila. So Avram, you know, half the miracle was now that he could, you know, be victorious over the four kings, these, you know, international powers, you know, and then the rest was Mishumar Uval Ledoros, as we like to say, Lel Shimurim Hula Hashem, that his children will be Nigalim Mimitzrayim, you know, and Avram's, you know, shadow is definitely a major factor, you know, in all Vitzias Mitzrayim, Daber Na Vios Neha'am, right, the Gemara Bracho says, you know, Na, why? Because I told Avram Avinu, you know, Geri Yezerachah Beretzulahem Vavadu Minu Osam Arba Meoshana. You know, and at the same time, I don't want Avram Avinu to look, you know, askance at me. So Avram Avinu is very much a part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. What I would like to suggest, you know, in this context is a slightly different take on the Medrash. And that is the following, you know, we're very habituated to saying, you know, Maisa Avos Siman Lebanim. You know, everything that Avram was doing is kind of, you know, a harbinger of Jewish history. But I think here we might even, you know, go in a little bit of a different direction and say, Maisa Avos is becoming like a Siman LaKadosh Baruch. What I mean by that is the following. You know, we know that Lot wasn't deserving on the merits at this point. Anshei Sodom Ra'im B'Chataim LaShem Ma'od. Lot made this choice, you know, and Avram could have said, you know, this man chose an environment of Yad Ani Ve'Evyon Lo HaChaziku. He chose an environment of Hotziyaylenu Veneda Osam, of, you know, really brutal pagan culture. You know, Lot chose that, and now he's going to have to deal with the consequences. But, you know, Midas Harachamim, Vayishma Avram, Kinishba Achi, Vayarakes Chanicha Vilidei Veso. And he wanted to rescue Lot from that captivity. And Avram Zrizas, as we noted, Vayechalek Alehem Laila, Huva Vada Vayakem, right, you know, go through the night and, you know, not fatigue, unceasing in his conviction that he had to rescue, you know, and he calls him his brother, but he's really his nephew. Anashim achim anachnu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, for a person who could do that, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go, the, you know, the extra mile. We didn't deserve it. Ohani salukim levo lakachas lo goyim mikarev goyim. Many times we've quoted the Chizkuni that we were shtufin b'avodah zarah kimosam, you know, Chazal's language of the Mem Teshari Tuma. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless, you know, Bischuso Shel Avram, Vayechalek Alehem Laila, said to redeem my children from captivity, even if they're not fully deserving it, so we have it on record. That's the, you know, Demust Yokno of Avram Avinu that hangs over Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shenecha Kalaila, Chatzio Arisho Nasa Lones, Chatzio Asheni Nishma Ruvalo, Lechatzos Laila Shel Mitzrayim. Of course, the idea being that, you know, somebody who could be Poda, you know, his brother, Anashim Achim Anachnu, you know, despite the fact they're undeserving, created a framework through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be poda us, you know, despite the fact, again, that we were deeply, deeply ensnared in the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim at the time.